What's up? Welcome back to another episode of the LeVar Walker Daily Show podcast. What's happening? Welcome back. We're here again. Me and you and I together. Man, I had a long fucking day yesterday. I've just worked most of the goddamn day. Worked and still waiting on my deal. But enough of that. Let's just talk about what's going on in the news. Do I have anything else to talk about my day? No, I had a great day. I had a great day. Hustled me a little bit of money. Talked to some friends. So yesterday was indeed a good day. And that's that. So let's talk about what we got going on in the news. So now Monique is ready to sue Netflix. She wants to sue him. She's bringing it back up. She wants to sue him. Now, I want to say this. Monique is a sweet lady. She gave me a little shine, a little shot on her show. She had a late night BET talk show, and I performed on that show. And, you know, I was a guest. I sat down on the couch like Johnny Carson or some shit. And, you know, it was really, really nice. And she's a good person. So I don't want anybody to think that I don't like her. But, you know, at the same time, you can disagree. So I'm just going to disagree with this lawsuit that she's bringing up with Netflix. Netflix offered Monique $500,000, $500,000 to do a 1-hour special. Now, I'm not taking away from the fact that she's a seasoned veteran comedian with an Oscar, which is great. However, in entertainment, it's a business that's not really what you did yesterday, but it's more so what you are doing now, what you are doing in the present moment. And, you know, I'm just guessing based off of Netflix now, she's doing a racial and gender suit. So I guess this is going to go into her being a black female and not getting what she deserves. Now I have a lot of opinions in regards to this. Like number one, when it comes to getting on a platform, now when Netflix first started, Netflix was a subscription-based service where you would get, you know, you could rent a DVD and you didn't have to take it back to a store. It broke Blockbuster's model of returning videos and DVDs or what have you. So you would just basically get your DVD in the mail and you just mail that shit back. You didn't have to go to the store. So it went from that to being a VOD, which is a video on demand service. So Netflix basically wasn't shit in the 90s and even the early 2000s. And they built a goddamn They built their platform so impressive and amazingly that now, you know, they're head to head with Disney. They're head to head with NBC. They're head to head with ABC, but they built it from the ground up. Now she's suing them to get on that platform, but at the same time, I believe she could do a special and go. Now this is what I would do. And I think this would be a good idea. If I was Monique, I would do a motherfucking hour special. I'd put my own money up. I'd do an hour special and I'd unleash that bitch on YouTube. I would talk all the shit in the world about whoever I want to talk about. I would be totally free, totally open, totally honest, and just literally put my shit out to the world. As a, you could get it for free, a Patreon or whatever. Or you could put it out and just sell it to people. You could have people paying $1 to watch you. You know what I mean? And you never know. You put that shit out, it's $1 to watch. Man, that shit'll go fucking crazy. Because you plan to like I don't know, you plan to however many people can pick the service up. So there's 330 million people. Just say you put it out and 3 million people watch. You make 3 million bucks or 10 million or however many people watch your special. You make the money. So I don't see a reason to sue. I don't even know how that would even hold up in court, you know, because and then she's saying with the gender thing, you know, I get it. They pay Amy Schumer a certain amount, but she wants to play that based off of racism. And at the same time, Dave, Eddie, Chris, Rock, and all these people are making insane amounts of money for these specials. Even Kevin Hart. But when you look at the numbers, is what are you doing for me now? So I'm guessing based off their social media buzz or their presence or people talking about them in the streets, it must be some type of algorithm that Netflix uses to determine your worth or what they'll offer you for a special. And I think at $500,000, I could look at that off and say, you know what, fuck it, I'm a little cold right now. I'm going to do this shit, talk my shit, and then you get back on the map, you know? But I would have to disagree with her on going after Netflix or trying to sue. I think it's baseless. I think Netflix is super diverse, and I believe they give a lot of people opportunities. I mean, that's just what I see. And I'm not trying to be a Tom or a coon ass nigga or no shit like that. But that's what I see. Now, you know, if Monique was selling out, I mean, Kev got, what, 40 million? But this nigga's selling out. He's selling out fucking arenas. He's selling out basketball stadiums and shit like that. And so was Amy Schumer was selling out Madison Square Garden, you know. So I just think it's frivolous. I don't get it. I don't get it, man. I don't get it, you know. So this is not in any way to offend Monique. I just don't disagree with the suit. And I hope, you know, it prevails. But I don't know how difficult it'll be. It seems like it'll be very difficult to prove that there was racial bias on the part of Netflix, you know, based off of their history. And furthermore, I think she has an old special on Netflix. You know? So it's very interesting. Also, Carmelo Anthony looked like he has been picked up by the Portland Trailblazers. So shout out to him. He's been picked up by the Portland Trailblazers with a non-guaranteed contract. So that looks really cool. And also, guess what? Instagram has finally decided to take the likes away. There are no more likes on Instagram. That currency is dead. So I don't know what a lot of you models are going to do now. Because they've just like that, with a snap of the fingers, they took it away. And I looked at it. And I think they just bullshitting because I'm on Instagram quite often. I haven't been on in like a week. I've taken a break. But I've been on there and I've seen how it is. It doesn't show the number of likes. But if thousands of people like your post, it says one, you know, it'll say thousands of others like this post. So now you're going to have people competing not to get 100 or 200 likes, they're going to be competing to get thousands of likes. So that'll be your sign to say, hey, you know, now I got to go even harder. So I would say to Instagram, if you're going to give the likes or take the shit away, don't fuck around with it. Just take the shit off. And then if you're going to not show the likes, you might as well not show follow accounts, nothing. You should just totally eviscerate that shit. All together, if you're going to do that, if you're going to do it. And then on the IGTV side, you can still see people's views. So I don't get it. I was reading an article where they said that it's a possibility that Instagram is doing this because, you know, they see the success other social media stars. They're seeing the success of people getting sponsorship deals, and they want a piece of that shit. So they might come up with a system where if you want your likes shown or your comments shown or whatever shown, you need to pay, you know, $4 or $5 a month. And that'll be a way for advertisers to see your analytics to want to pay you. But it looks like this shit is unraveling. But I don't know, because people are still glued to this shit, man. Social media not going nowhere. I mean, it's a way to look at your phone. The brain releases that dopamine. You in a happy place, man. People are looking at their phones because it's like when one of those monkeys hits the button, and every time he hits the button, he gets a pleasant sensation or releases dopamine in the brain. It's the same shit as looking at your phone. People probably are looking at their phones over 1,000 times a day. And you feel awkward if you don't even have the phone in your hand. Because now you don't know. People don't know what to do without a phone. You walk into a restaurant and you don't have your phone. You don't know what to do. You don't even know how to act. You just looking around. You what do? Twiddle your fucking thumbs. There's nobody for you to talk to because they're all on their phone. So it's amazing. I mean, it's still going to have a stronghold on people. And social media is definitely here to stay. I don't know what they're trying to do with this like shit. I don't know if they want... They're saying that they took the likes away because they don't want people competing for likes on the site. They don't want people doing that. They want you to have more engagement, so they're taking the likes away. I don't believe that shit. I don't think any corporation is for the people other than the profits that they make. So I definitely think it'll go back to what I said of them wanting, you know, they want to get a piece of your sponsorship money. They want some of that shit. Either you going to pay to show your analytics or somebody's going to pay them to see your analytics to run an ad. But with the whole Instagram concept and even YouTube, Pepsi can scroll a fucking commercial or do a sponsored ad. I'm not paying attention to that shit. There has been no sponsored ad that made me want to click on it and say, yo, I want to get this. None. I think when you're talking about branding and marketing, it needs to be a story behind it, and it needs to be a way that people like follow you and they trust you and they want to buy your shit. That's what I think. So I don't get what they're trying to do. I don't understand it. I don't see the purpose. But it is what it is. And please, to all my social media queens that's been showing your ass and titties for the past 15 years on there, don't kill yourself because the likes are missing. Don't do it. Please. I hope you don't, you know. So I'm guessing, well, maybe the Instagram ad revenue would drive. I don't think so. And then, too, I think if that shit happens, people would just go to another site. You just fuck around and get on Twitter or Facebook where they still had the likes. So I don't know what the hell they doing, man. I don't know. They took 50 Cent shit away. They showed 50 ads. They say, nigga, we know who the boss is, goddammit. They humbled his ass. Because I guess he a bully or some shit picking on Tasha or whatever her name is. That's kind of fucked up. Oh, boy. Another day. It's been super cold in Georgia. It's a fucking cold front. It's like an Arctic blast. It's freezing. Which is not bad. We needed it because it was a hot ass summer. I'll tell you that. That shit was on fire this summer. So I'm kind of glad we got a somewhat of a cold front. I'm a little happy about that. And Eddie Murphy, too, he's about to do Beverly Hills Cop 4 for Netflix. Netflix is really fucking up the movie industry, man. Dude, I don't even think the next film I might actually go to the movies to see is probably coming to America too. But they are literally paying out big, big money for these huge stars, and there's no reason to go to the movies. I would hate if I owned a movie theater right now. I would hate it. I would hate it. There's no reason for anybody to go to the movies. They're going to roll out Beverly Hills Cop 4. You can just sit in your house and watch this shit. That is crazy. That's crazy. I hope it's good, too. I mean, I love Eddie, but shit, it's hard to watch a 62-year-old police officer run through the streets. It would seem like they're going to have to change the narrative of that story. So, well, anyway, that's it. That's it. I'm going to wrap this up and then come back tomorrow because this is all I have to talk about. So please, if you could, leave a comment. Let me know what you feel about this podcast, please. I saw the comment from Miss Precious Detina. I am reading those comments, and I appreciate the love that you gave on that post. And shout out to my nigga Ron Guidry. Ron left a comment, and I released it on the last episode of this podcast, or the one before the last episode. I don't know. I don't remember. But shout out to Ron Guidry, who's the greatest hip hop farmer. Well, not hip hop, just black young brother doing his thing. One of my closest friend killing the game out here, man. So shout out to my brother, man. Shout out Ron Jiggy motherfucking G in this bitch. But listen, if you could, just go ahead and comment on my podcast. Comment on Apple. I believe it's on Apple Podcast. Check it out. And just thanks for the love. Thank you for tuning in, and I will see you tomorrow. I'm out of here.